It's Daddy. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, kids.
Gee, we started dinner. We'd about given you up.
Mm-hmm. It's been quite a day.
Honey, get Daddy's soup. Oh,
I think I'm even too tired to eat.
I'll get it. You're going to eat dinner before you do anything else. Now sit down. Dr. Stone's residence. Oh, hello, Mrs. Tremble. Well, I expect him any moment. Yes, I'll have him call you just as soon as he comes in. Let me have that number again, please.
Hilldale 247. What?
Well, it isn't an emergency, is it? I mean, it could wait. I have a feeling that Dr. Stone will be there in a few minutes, Mrs. Tremble. Goodbye.
What happened to Daddy?
He went that away.
Again?
Again.
Mother, what'll I do with the soup?
Put it back in the pot, I guess. Good old Dad. That was a good guy. Whatever became of him?
I heard he went into medicine.
You know, I remember him saying to me, son, he used to call me son. He said, son, when you grow up, I'd like to see you become a doctor.
Yes. In the meantime, eat your dinner, dear.
Good old Dad. You know, there was a pal. If you ever see him again, give him my regards. And tell him he owes me 3 weeks allowance.
Oh, Jeff, before you do another thing today, I want you to clean up your room.
Okay.
It's a perfect weasel's nest.
Okay.
Jeff.
Huh?
Your bedroom is upstairs.
Well, I know. I was just gonna go out and...
Before you do another thing.
Okay. Well, look who's here. Hi, Dad. Nice to see you again.
Well, nice to see you again,
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, darling. Afraid I overslept. I'm sorry.
I wish you'd slept all day. What time did you get in last night?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at the clock.
Honestly, honey, you worry about everybody's health but your own.
Well, you know, when one of these viruses gets around, there's not much you can do. Darling, just coffee, please. I haven't got much time.
Now, Alex, you have to eat something.
No, I'll be all right. Just need something to wake me up.
Now, dear, it's Saturday. Can you, for just once, take it a little bit easy?
No, I've...
You know, sometimes I wish you were anything but a doctor. A plumber or a taxi cab driver or...
I wonder how much beachcombers make. Suppose they get Saturdays off?
I wonder who that is.
Oops, I gotta go.
Alex, finish your coffee, dear.
Sorry, honey, I have to run.
Good morning. Oh, Myra, come in, dear.
Oh, hi, Myra.
Oh, Alex was just leaving.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Oh, I'll be at the Board of Health, and if anybody calls, after that, I'll call you.
All right, honey.
Oh, and if Dr. Steinhaus calls, tell him I'm on my way.
Yes, dear. And try to relax, honey. As if he could. What's that?
Walter Hungerford's head. The one who wore the benefit.
Oh!
And, Donna, would you believe it? We made money. We actually gave a benefit show that made money.
Good.
Of course, the bills aren't all in. It's a little too soon to tell, but I'm sure it's over $1,000.
Marvelous.
Oh, and about these costumes, are you going downtown?
Yes, later.
Well, Jack's battery went dead, and he had to take my car. I have to get these back to the costumers, or they'll charge us for another weekend. That comes out of the profits.
Okay, okay.
So I thought that... You sure you don't mind?
Not at all. I was going down anyway.
Oh, wonderful.
Myra, do you have time for a cup of coffee?
Well, I really shouldn't. But you know me.
All right, come on.
Well, you know, I really think we're to be congratulated. It's the first benefit I can remember that hasn't lost money. And everybody loved the show, especially the cast.
It is.
Alex must be pleased about the benefit.
Yes.
Well, after all, it's his baby more than anybody else's. The clinic, I mean.
You know, I'm worried about Alex. He works so hard and he's so tired. You know, last night he came
home.
Jeff, not now.
Mom, look!
Jeff, Mrs. Kepler and I are talking.
Oh, Don, I wouldn't worry about Alex if I were you. They all get fed up from time to time.
Oh, well, he doesn't complain. I mean, he goes right on just as he always has, but... Well, You know, I've been thinking. Take someone like Dr. Steinhaus. You know, someone with an executive position. Well, he has regular hours and then he has weekends free.
Dr. Steinhaus is retiring, you know.
Yes, I know. Well, anyway.
Hey, Mom, look.
Jeff, Mrs. Kepler and I are talking.
Mom, can't you even look at it?
All right, I'm looking.
Aren't you going to say anything?
Did you clean up your room? Boy.
You know, that's the kind of job Alex ought to have.
What?
Well, Dr. Steinhaus's job. The Board of Health. After all, who could handle it better than Alex? After all the work he's done at the children's clinic.
Oh, that would be wonderful for Alex. He'd have more time. We could be with him more. Oh, but you know Alex. It just isn't in him to promote himself.
Well, then you'll have to do the promoting.
Me?
Honey, they all need a little push from time to time.
But Myra, I don't like to get mixed up in Alex's professional affairs.
Honey, really, if we wait for a man to get on the ball, we'll be waiting around forever. Look, behind every Eisenhower, there's a Mamie. Behind every Nixon, there's a Pat. Behind every Kennedy, there's a
Kennedy. But still,
See here, Doctor. What's all this nonsense about retiring?
Oh, Dr. Stone.
Dr. Steinhaus?
Well, it's true.
Oh, come on. You've been talking about retiring for 15 years.
Yes, but this time, I mean it. Alex, I got you over here to sound you out.
Oh, no, thank you.
City Council asked me to suggest a few possible successors. There has been some pressure for Dr. Flanagan.
Well, he's a good man. He does a fine job as head of the hospital.
Yes, but as far as I am concerned, you are my personal choice.
Me? Well, thank you, Doctor. I certainly appreciate it.
Of course, the council must approve these things, but I think I can safely say the job is yours. That is, if you want it.
Well, I don't want to seem ungrateful, Doctor, but the truth is I like my practice. I enjoy the personal contact with my patients. That's something I wouldn't get as an administrator.
Well, that's the decision I had to make 25 years ago. There is much work to be done here and great responsibilities, but at least you'll get home to see your wife more often. That, too, is a consideration. A doctor's wife shares all the inconveniences of the profession, but none of the satisfactions.
I hadn't thought of it that way. So, how soon do you have to know?
Oh, well, take your time, think it over, but don't wait too long. I can already feel Flanagan's hot breath on my neck. Do you have a match?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, well, my doctor says I should give up smoking anyway.
Jeff, may I take that move back?
Well, okay. But you know it's against the rules.
Yes, well, thank you. I'll move this one instead.
Hey, that's a pretty good move. Yes, sir, you're learning pretty fast.
Alex, you're very quiet this evening. Alex?
Hmm?
I said you're very quiet this evening.
Oh, am I? Hadn't noticed.
I, hear that Dr. Steinhaus is retiring.
Yeah. It's a shame, too. He's done a fine job.
Has there been any talk about who his successor might be?
Some.
Oh, like who?
Flanagan and one or two others.
Well, I suppose there'll be a lot of competition. It's a very desirable job.
Yeah, it sure is. Of course, you have to like that kind of work. sitting behind a desk from 10 until 4.
Well, it's certainly better than having the phone ring at 3 in the morning, giving up your weekends, worrying about people paying their bills.
Can't argue with that.
Now, wait a minute. If we're going to play this game, we're going to have to play it by the rules. That is your move.
Oh, please, Jeff. I'm just learning it. Just this once.
No, you're fouling up my strategy. Now, just leave it.
You know, Dr. Steinhaus is very fond of you, Alex.
Meaning what?
Well, I should think he'd have something to say about his successor.
Yes, he will.
Alex, I know it isn't in your nature to... Well, promote is the wrong word, but there's nothing wrong or unethical about calling attention to yourself, especially if you're very capable. And I think that you're the best man that Dr. Steinhaus can find.
That, of course, is a completely unbiased evaluation.
Well, it would be so much easier for you, Alex. And look at Dr. Steinhaus. He has time to putter in the garden and play golf and travel.
Darling, if all I ever wanted was an easy job, I certainly wouldn't have gone into medicine.
Well, honey, it's wonderful to be dedicated, but... Well, there comes a time when you have to be selfish. Look, we have a nice house. You enjoy your family. You like the peace and quiet.
You can't do that.
I just did.
Well, you just told me that I couldn't. Now, please.
As long as my hand is on your foot,
children.
Now, if you can't play without violence, don't play.
Every time he thinks I'm winning, he changes the rules.
I do not change rules. I can lick you blindfolded.
You could not. If your father could explain the rules.
I don't have to explain those rules. I explain them all.
All right. Upstairs, both of you.
You put the set away.
Why should I put it away? Why don't you put it away?
Because you were the one who made the mistake.
All right. Just leave it. Now, what were you saying about quiet surroundings?
Well, you used to tell me that the sound of your children's voices was music to your ears.
Sure is.
You say it's cheating once more, I'm gonna...
Why did you keep changing the rules?
Who kept changing the rules?
Excuse me, they're playing my song again.
All I did was move that little piece.
All right.
Look at all, you got mad because I moved my Quidditch.
I just didn't change the rules. I messed up.
Alex? Alex?
Oh, what is it, dear?
Oh, there you are. I'm glad I caught you before you left. Alex, honey, do you love me?
Well, that's a fine question to ask a man at 9 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I love you.
Thank you, dear. You might tell me from time to time.
Remind me.
Alex, by the way...
Uh-oh, here it comes.
What do you mean, here it comes?
Well, anytime you say, by the way, I know that this is it. The rest of us just talk.
You know, Alex, you can really be very difficult.
I said I love you, didn't I?
Honey, there's going to be a reception this afternoon. I mean, a reception and a tea at the hospital. It's for all the people who worked on the benefit. And naturally, you'll be expected to be
there.
Do
I have to show up?
Well, honey, Dr. Steinhaus is going to be there, and I think it's a good idea.
But I don't have to go to any tea party to see him.
Well, honey, it's not just a tea party. I mean, we're going to turn over the check for the proceeds from the benefit.
Why all the ceremony? Why not just give them the dough?
Well, they've asked me to present the check. I can't imagine why.
Because you're the prettiest, that's why.
Because I'm your wife, that's why.
Well, you go right ahead.
Alex, you've done more work for the clinic than anybody else. And just once, I'd like to see you get the credit, particularly now.
Now, look, honey, you know how I feel about these things. I'm not a politician, I'm a doctor.
Alex.
Darling, why do I have to go?
Because you're the prettiest.
I think the work that you ladies are doing is beyond words. Just beyond words.
Tell me about Vienna, Doctor. Were they always singing and dancing those lovely waltzes?
Well, not at the hospital where I was studying.
It's a little hard to tell, Mrs. Prentice, without x-rays, but I'd say you have nothing to worry about. What do you think, Doctor? Oh, Dr. Steinhaus.
Tell me something, Doctor. What are you and I doing at this bacchanal?
Don't ask me, but I think we have Dr. Flanagan to thank for it.
Oh, yes, Dr. Flanagan.
Very competent man and all that.
Excuse me. Excuse me, you're from the Times, I believe. I'm Dr. Flanagan. I'd understood they were sending a reporter, too.
Well, Doctor, I forgot to offer you one of my deviled eggs.
Oh, did you? Well, thank you.
I'll tell you my secret. I put coconut and chutney in them. Dr. Stone.
Oh, thank you.
Deviled eggs. Please.
Let me get rid of these things.
I've eaten more deviled eggs in the name of public health. Enough to ruin my home. I hope this is the last of these affairs I'll have to go to.
I hope so.
Excuse me, Doctor. Could I steal Dr. Steinhaus from you for a moment?
Why, certainly.
The photographer is ready. Excuse us, Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Doctor, if you could just step aside just for a moment, please. Thank you. Could I bother you, please? Thank you. Dr. Steinhaus, if you'll stand right here, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Look at him making hay over. Do you know what he's been up to?
What?
Getting people to chip in on a cruise for the doctor and his wife.
Well, I think that's a lovely idea.
Oh, sure, it's lovely. But you know who'll get credit for it. Dr. Flanagan. I think it's sneaky. Why didn't Alex think of it? You better get over there.
Ladies, would you mind? Thank you. Mrs. Stone, may I have you for a moment, please?
Yes. Thank you, Myra, dear. Doctor?
Dr. Steinhaus, if you'll just stand there, please.
Thank you.
And Mrs. Stone, if you'll just stand here, and I'll plug up the middle. excuse me. Are you having trouble with the camera?
You know, it's ridiculous that I should be taking the bows when... Actually, it's Alex who's done everything for the clinic. He has, you know, he practically founded it.
You don't have to tell me about Alex. There isn't a better doctor in the town.
Well, it's good to know that someone appreciates him.
It's good to know you appreciate him.
All right. I think we're all ready now. Now, if you'll all be quiet just for a moment, please. Mrs. Stone, you have the check?
The check? Oh, my goodness, the check. The check.
Well, I gave it to you.
You did?
You put it in your purse.
Oh, well, where's my purse?
Oh, lock the doors.
Alex, my purse.
Here, I've got 15 cents.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. My credit card, no. grocery list? Well, it's here someplace. It really is. Alex, I gave the check to you.
You did?
Oh, yes, I wouldn't risk it in my purse.
Yes, thank you.
Here it is.
Oh, what a shame. You could have been across the border and halfway into Mexico by now.
Now, I guess we're ready to record this for posterity. Mrs. Stone, if you'll go through the motions of presenting it to Dr. Steinhaus.
Oh.
And Dr. Steinhaus, if you'll take hold of it, please. Now, I guess we're expected to smile. Good. Got it? Fine. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Stone. Thank you, Dr. Steinhaus. I suppose we have to go through this sort of thing. This sort of thing is publicity, you know, but all for a good cause. Dr. Steinhaus, I haven't had a chance to discuss with you how much we all deeply regret your decision to retire from the Board of Health.
And I can't tell you how I look forward to it.
I can't dissuade you. Your shoes will be difficult to fill.
What size do you wear?
Surely you must be joking.
Yes and no. Dr. Flanagan and I were just discussing shoes.
Oh, what about them?
Hard to fill. They can pinch a little sometimes, too.
Well, if you'll excuse me just for a moment.
Don't mind me. I'm just making small talk. It's a trick you earn when you've had to stand around these affairs for 25 years.
Darling, Alex has finally got Dr. Steinhaus alone. Maybe you better go give him a hand. Oh, I don't think so.
Made up your mind yet about the job?
Not yet.
You better hurry. Dr. Flanagan is killing me with kindness. Did you hear about his latest maneuver?
What's that?
He's been digging up a collection to send me and my wife on a Mediterranean cruise.
Not supposed to know about that.
Mighty nice and all that. My wife can go if she wants, but I've got other plans.
Oh?
Yes, I'm going to do something I've been wanting to for 25 years.
What's that?
Why, you've been thinking things over. I've been thinking things over. I'm going back to private practice.
Well, good for you.
I want to tell you, Alex. Now I've made the decision, I feel like a kid again.
You know something, Doctor? I've just made a decision myself.
What's that?
I wouldn't touch your old job with a 40-foot pole.
Don, if you don't go over and find out what they're talking about, I will. I say, anything.
Well, what are you two cooking up?
Oh, nothing particular.
Pardon me. Dr. Steinhaus, this gentleman is from the press. He's been asking me some questions that I think could more properly be answered by you.
Yes, Dr. Steinhaus, is it true that you intend to retire from the Board of Health?
I do, definitely.
And has your successor been chosen as yet?
Well, that, of course, is up to the city council.
Dr. Steinhaus is far too modest. After all, there's no one in the community or in the profession who is thought more highly of than Dr. Steinhaus. After his long-established record of public service, his years of selfless devotion to...
Well, hold it, Flanagan. I'm not running for the office. I'm leaving it.
Are you prepared to make a recommendation, Doctor?
Well, I think I am. I think we have the very man. I think he has all the qualifications the job calls for. But perhaps you'd rather ask him first if he's prepared to accept the job. Well, how about it, Doctor?
Well, I must say this comes as a complete surprise. I have my responsibility to the hospital. That must be considered. But the call to higher service, naturally, that no man can ignore.
Oh, Alex.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbled.
Cheese, Dr. Steinhaus. Cheese.
Let's get just one more.
It's an outrage. When a man of your standing and your accomplishments, after all you've done to build up the clinic and then be passed over for someone like...
Honey, they'll hear you.
I hope they do. I'd like to tell Dr. Steinhaus just what I think.
Let's get him.
I thought he was supposed to be a friend of yours.
He is.
Well, then how in the world...
Honey, listen. I have a confession to make. I wasn't passed over. He offered me the job.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I knew how much it meant to you.
But darling,
and I can understand that. You deserve all that. You deserve so much more than I've ever been able to give you. Well, I felt selfish, but somehow
but
I just couldn't...
I thought it was what you wanted. You were so fed up, and I don't blame you. Well, this seemed to be perfect.
Fed up with what?
Well, everything. The phone ringing, and the patients clamoring, and... No time to relax.
Oh, darling, you've got it all wrong. Well, there's nothing in the world I'd rather be doing. Well, do you realize that Steinhaus can't wait to get back to it?
Well, the only thing in the world I want is a happy husband.
Well, what are you complaining about? You've got one.
Well, go ahead. If you don't kiss, I will.
Thank you.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.